Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, get this, gang. Steve Bruce and Newcastle have finally parted company. Oh, I didn't see that one coming. Did you? Oh, okay. We'll get into that very shortly, I promise. But we begin the podcast with reaction to the Champions League games where Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea won at home against Malmo and Manchester United beat Atalanta at Old Trafford. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
I do not believe this. It's Manchester United 0, Atalanta 2. It's Demiral who sticks the ball in the back of the net.
They're 2-0 down at home to Atalanta. And let me tell you, as it stands in the group, they're bottom of their group.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on.
Oh, we've got what could be the winning goal here at Old Trafford. United are in front. Can you believe what you're seeing, Mickey Gray?
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, just listen to that crowd. And you know it had to be him.
Houdini going to Solskjaer. He is Houdini at the minute. He is. Honestly, we've said it. Every time he needs a result, how can you be like a Jekyll and Hyde? That's what they are. They're a Jekyll and Hyde side. They can be shockingly bad, pathetic at times, to be absolutely exhilaratingly brilliant. And that tonight, I can only imagine what it was like at halftime. United fans that are leaving the ground, they've seen that the first half, where they probably want to pack up and go home, and the second half, they just cannot believe what they're seeing. It's going to give credit, because that is a brilliant, brilliant second half performance. But they got away with it again. I don't know how they keep doing it.
I can understand why people who don't really watch every game see the inconsistency. And within that game, of course, being 2-0 down, it looks really bad. But the performance wasn't 0-2 down worthy. And that was the message at halftime. Keep on playing like this. Just add a bit more quality in your finishing. Get an extra pass off. And of course, make sure we don't concede a goal.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer pulls one out the bag again. You know, he must have been going in at halftime thinking, I'm on my last legs here. I'm done. I can't keep my job. But the players come out and dig him out of a hole again. That says something about him as a manager. The players come out and put in a performance like that in the second half.
Manchester United are in and they got themselves in. Yes, it's Marcus Rashford. Oh boy, did they need that.
They are absolutely playing for him. They're coming out in second halves in big moments and digging him out of a hole. That is a team of players who are playing for the manager.
I don't know whether that's true. I can't work it out, mate. There has to be something wrong for them to be in that position. Whatever happened, whatever was said at halftime, you've got to give Ollie some credit, haven't you? They were a different team.
Do you know where the credit should have come from? The Stratford end. When the players were coming towards us, the noise, that's what got the players the goal, not Ollie on the pitch. On the side, it was a Stratford end roaring for us.
Chelsea 4, Malmo 0, finished a victory that couldn't have been more routine, but if this turns out to be a significant night, it may be for the wrong reasons. The medical diagnoses on injuries to Romelu Lukaku and Timo Werner will be all important. Lukaku fell by a poor Nielsen challenge, limped off with a leg problem.
It will take a while for both of them. We need more examinations to be more precise. They will be out for some matches.
Now, Newcastle United's new owners have parted company with head coach Steve Bruce. The Daily Mail's North East correspondent, Craig Hope, ironic, admitted that it hadn't been a very fair ending for Brucey, having left under a cloud for his 1,000th game. Money Money Simon Jordan, who hired Brucey at Palace in 2001, said it was the right decision.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
And Newcastle United have just confirmed Steve Bruce has left the football club and he has left his position as head coach, and he has done so by mutual consent.
I think it's the right thing for everybody. Graham Jones will go in there and hold the fort. They'll look at it and see if he can hold it for a period of time before they make a managerial appointment.
Yeah.
If they continue to get bad results, they'll start to panic. I don't think this is much of a decision. I don't think this is leadership. I simply think it's taking out a toxic element and saying, OK, we haven't got a manager yet, but what we'll do is we'll take away some of the toxicity because this isn't going to go away. And they were starting to get a little bit of ridicule in the press about how they're not leading their club when they've had 2 weeks to make a decision about what a manager looks like.
It takes a bit of a leap for me to say this, bearing in mind I've made my opinions clear on Steve for a long time now, but I felt a little bit sorry for him in the second half. I really did feel sympathy, and that situation should have been avoided. Steve Bruce has got to go.
I'll crack on and carry on as best I can until I hear otherwise.
The new owners were told last week, they were warned by various parties inside and outside the club, that to leave Steve in charge for Sunday's game risked the atmosphere turning toxic and everything else, and it really wasn't pretty. It was quite unsavoury.
So who could be the next manager on Tyneside? Well, we'll get the take of Stephen Taylor, their former skipper, as well as Warren Barton. But first, a word of warning for the incoming gaffer from Gabby Agbon-Lahore. He gave a slightly left-field idea on what the next Newcastle boss should do to prevent dressing room leaks.
Oh, I think I smell a rat. Oh, I think I smell a rat.
Going there with a lie detector test and find out who the rat is. Who's the rat? I'll get them all in the players' land. I'll say, who's the rat? Who's telling the local press everything that's happening in the club? It's shocking. Fights happen after games all the time. When you lose a game, players are like throwing the food, tipping the tables over because you're angry. Wouldn't surprise me that happened when Villa lost against Wolves on the weekend. Mm-hmm. It used to always happen when you lose a game. That doesn't mean they have to come out in the media. What happens in the change room stays in there. So, like, there's a rat in that camp. And if I was a new manager, I'd find the rat and get rid of him.
So the new era under the Saudis has now well and truly started.
There's going to be a lot of names getting thrown in the mix now. I think the likes of Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard would be good, I think, for Newcastle fans. I think they would accept that. It would be an exciting challenge, especially for Steven Gerrard. If he came, I think what he's done at Rangers. And, you know, I think he knows what it means to the Northeast. That's one thing about... I think whoever's going to be the next manager has to understand the culture up in the Northeast and, you know, what it means to the fans and getting that good feel factor back. And it's been a long time since they've had that. Yes, we had a bit with Rafa Benitez, but, you know, there's been since the Mike Ashley ownership. There hasn't been many good times I think the fans could get excited about. It was, I think, when Freddie Shepherd was the owner, you know, he just bring that excitement, give the fans what they want. You know, I remember reading the back of the papers on a Friday, the link with top big international names and stuff like that. That's the next step I think Newcastle are going to have to take, is finding out how to attract their top players and keeping them happy and keeping their families happy.
What the club have to do is find out what's their identity. What do we want to have at Newcastle? And again, unfortunately, we keep going back to the mid-90s, which is a shame. But that's the style of football that they want. The fans, they don't want to win every game. They don't want to win every trophy, but they want to compete and they want to be entertained. So you've got to have an identity of a Newcastle player. When I look at City, they've got an identity of players. When you look at, obviously, Liverpool, they've got an identity, etc., etc. So Newcastle have got signed identity of players of what they want to have. For Newcastle, so that's what you're going to have to do, regardless of who the coach comes in.
And TalkSport 2 has live and exclusive coverage of Newcastle's next fixture against Crystal Palace this coming Saturday in a 3 p.m. clash. Check it out on the TalkSport app. Now, back to the European action, where Brendan Rodgers' Leicester beat Spartak Moscow in the Europa League in a humdinger of a game.
Patsentaka's through for a fourth. It's four goals for Patsentaka. What a night for him! What a night for Leicester City! Patson Daka has a smile so wide, the Leicester fans in the away end are going absolutely crazy.
I know my strength and I know the quality of the team, so just had to utilize my speed and concentrate a lot on my finishing. I hope and believe that this won't be the last time. I'll continue working hard and make sure that I can score as many goals as possible.
Runs in behind, he finishes left foot, right foot, and he has a wonderful enthusiasm for the game. And tonight,
clinical finishes. He's just a natural goal scorer like Jim.
Now, Tottenham manager Nuno Espirito Santo, or NES to no one, has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of their match against Vitesse tonight, live on TalkSport 2. In light of Steve Bruce's dismissal, he was asked if it's difficult when the pressure of the job affects family life. Obviously, the answer is yes.
You always take your work with you, especially in a job like this that consumes so much energy. I speak for myself. It's impossible to separate things. We know each other a while ago. We started in Championship. I started with Championship when we arrived. The derby is against Villa, and we build a normal relationship. It's very bad news, very bad news. I hope he doesn't retire. I think he still has a lot to give to the game.
Now, West Ham manager David Moyes also gave his views on Steve Bruce's dismissal ahead of the Hammers game against Genk tonight. He backed Brucey to get another job if he wants to stay in management.
I'm pleased for Steve that he kept Newcastle in the league when most people didn't expect him to be able to do so. He done it with very little money, which is a fact, and he kept Newcastle up. And he didn't just keep them up. I think he finished in 13th in the season. So I think you have to praise Steve Bruce for the work that he done last season. That's what I, which is my recent memories. And, you know, whatever Steve says is his own thoughts, whatever people write, but I've got big respect for him. He's just had 1,000 games in football management, and I think the level of longevity he's had is incredible. And if he chooses not to do it again, then that would be his choice. But I still think he's young enough, and if he wants to, there'll be clubs out there who'll want him.
Now, England begin their T20 World Cup campaign against defending champions West Indies on Saturday. The out-of-form skipper, Ewan Morgan, has said he may even drop himself if he has to. I'm not so sure that's the case. But anyway, former England fast bowler Steve Finney Finn backed his old teammate to lead the side through a successful tournament.
We're in again, and Morgan's down the track and up and over extra cover using his feet all the way for six. What a shot from England's captain.
I think he's a honest and humble man, and there would have been an element of humility in that comment, I think, in saying that he's prepared to drop himself. I don't believe that's the right decision to make, because even in the IPL, in exactly the same conditions as we're seeing here that they're going to encounter in the T20 World Cup, he pretty much captains his team into the final. And I think that that leadership and guidance is something that can't be underestimated. And also, he's a guy who's played international cricket for 12 or 13 years now. He's in his mid-30s. He knows how to prepare. And when the pressure is on, he's someone who, more often than not, over the last 13 years, has stood up and delivered. So I've absolutely no doubt that he is the right person to lead the team through this World Cup and play an important part in scoring the runs that everyone knows he's capable of.
Owen Morgan down the pitch, takes a step to the leg side to hit inside out, over extra cover. The ball rolls into the TalkSport 2 advertising hoarding said extra cover.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. I'm back on Drive today on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, from 4 p.m. with Darren Bent and Jack Wilshere as well in the studio. How about that? A reminder that from 5:45, Vitesse Arnhem take on Tottenham Hotspurs in the Europa Conference League on TalkSport 2. Can't be. You sure you got the name right? You mean the Europa League? No, you do mean the Europa Conference League. And at 8 p.m, Rangers take on Bromby. That's in the Europa League. That's live on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.